Happy winter break, everyone. Welcome to the Red River Report. I'm JP Conan, interim multimedia editor at The Projector and temporary podcast host. Today, we'll be featuring student interviews about the end of semester crunch, as well as talking with my interim Projector colleague, Liam Nickel, about his piece titled A Cure for Dome Disease. It's hard to believe that just last week, the college was buzzing with students, everybody studying, doing last minute work.
It's the last, you know, days of the end of the semester, so it's all together. They are giving the big projectors to us, so it's all, you know, vulnerable us. So yeah, it's a lot going on today.
This is Mandeep.
It's Mandeep Kaur. I'm in Business Information Technology. They told us to make a website by our own, design it, and then publish it. It's a lot. I mean, it's just 4 months and they're expecting us to, you know, publish a thing. I was like, are you serious, man?
That is crazy.
Liam Nickel, intermultimedia reporter at The Projector.
It's kind of comforting to hear that this is a universal thing. A lot of the time it's like, oh, I feel like we didn't learn enough about this to like be doing a project on it, or like that I don't have the skills to be doing this. Or sometimes we just show up to our journalism class and we'd get like 10 minutes of background on how to do a certain thing, and then he's like, okay, go out and do it and have your project done by the end of class. And it's like, rah!
School can feel overwhelming, especially when you have high expectations for yourself.
But, you know, I'm kind of a student who, you know, want A+, 100 out of 100.
Yeah.
And even if I don't get 1%, then I'm not doing good.
Are you getting enough sleep?
What is sleep?
That is such a mood.
Yeah.
What is sleep? I have forgotten.
And let's be real. Some students have more responsibilities than others.
Actually, my full name is Mark Anthony and my last name is Asuga.
Mark, good to meet you. What program are you in?
DET program, that's Electrical Engineering Technology. So I have to take care of my children. I will start to study in the evening until the midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's every day. I'm lacking of sleep.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah,
I cannot imagine. Mark is a superhero. Like, unbelievable.
That's a complicated subject, too.
Especially the computations, math.
Yeah, the math, yeah. So by the way, do you ever feel that? Do you ever feel like, oh man, I'm working so hard, this program's so hard, and then you remember you're a communication student?
Yeah.
The stereotypical easy major?
Yeah, one of my... He's probably out here doing mathematical, like four sheets of mathematical equations as an assignment, and I just have to make a short film.
Yeah.
Like a minute and a half short film.
I get that sometimes. But, you know, it's I don't think it's necessarily easy.
Yeah, it's different kinds of work for sure.
Yeah.
And it seems different programs have different expectations surrounding things like extensions for students.
Can I ask you, Liam, did you get any extensions in any of your work?
I didn't.
Do you know anybody who did? It seemed to be like in CRECOM, they heavily discouraged us from even bringing it up.
Yes. I would say so.
So that's accurate?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah.
My name is Rudra Gira. I'm a student at Red River College in Data Science and Machine Learning course.
Are you stressed? Is it crunch time for you?
Not that much. I was, but I asked for extension and my professor was like, all the professors are good and they gave me extension, so I am now chill.
So you're feeling okay about it?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're going to pass?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. So that, I think that helps with stress.
Would you
get extensions?
For sure. If there's no shame in just asking for an extension, man. My mom always said, if you never ask, the answer will always be no. So maybe cut yourself a break.
Always good advice, and we'll take it. After our break, dome disease. Don't worry, this one isn't contagious. Just the opposite. In fact, the only way to cure it is to talk to strangers. Welcome back. Let's jump right into my interview with Liam Nickel about his photo series titled Dome Disease.
This piece was the first of its kind for The Projector, as far as I know, or as far as I've been told. There hasn't been any photo series yet, so I was very excited to do it. And pretty much the idea came to me, and you can read this little story of mine as the preface for the piece on The Projector's website, where I ran into a friend that I hadn't seen in quite a while on campus, and I was surprised to see him there. I was like, oh, this was about a month and a half into classes. And I was like, oh, what are you doing here? And he said, oh, I go to school here. And I was like, no way.
Strange experience.
Yeah, yeah. We had been going to school in the same buildings for like a month and a half and just never seen each other. I was like, what are you taking? And he told me he was in a program that I had never heard before. It's previously called Business Information Technology. Now I think it's called Application Development and Delivery.
One of the students I talked to called it BIT.
BIT. Yeah. But I had never really heard of that. So he kind of explained it to me and it was really cool. And it just kind of got me thinking like, wow, there's a lot of stuff going on around me that I just have no idea about. You know, I'm in my little dome, which is my classes, my program, my instructors and assignments. And, you know, sometimes you just get so busy in that little dome that the curiosity about what it is going on around you just doesn't really have any of its own moments to shine.
Do you feel like your view has been expanded since doing this?
Totally. Yeah. I like even some of the ones that I had known a little bit about, like I talked to somebody in the digital media design program, which I had considered going into at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But I obviously, like, I had never talked to someone who was actually in it. So I learned a lot more about it. And I learned about the differences between, like, the digital media design program and the graphic design program, which were very similar to me in my own head.
Yeah, but what are the differences?
Well, the graphic design program, they still do a lot of print stuff. You know, so a lot of their work has to do with like making sure dimensions and colors are right for it to be printed out. But in digital media design, of course, everything is digital, so they don't need to worry about that as much. There's a lot more web development, you know, aspects. So that was really interesting and something that I found personally interesting as someone who's, you know, I'm into graphic design and digital media stuff. So.
Yeah,
I found that very cool.
So we're creative communication students, and I talked to some of my classmates. Just it was sort of it happened by accident. I was out gathering interviews, and I kept the mic on just for B-roll as people were sitting around, and I asked them about your story. So okay. I'm gonna play you a little clip, and then I'll get your reaction.
Sweet.
Sophie, sort of off mic, had said, that's Sophia Peralta Barron, first year CRECOM student. Dome disease? I don't want to get to know anybody. So that's what I was asking her about.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I feel like these people are empowering me and they're not being a negative influence. Like, they're literally helping me and being an emotional support in the program. So I'm saying that these people provide to me, like, emotional support that, like, no, literally... I think Danny can relate to this. Like, our partners don't understand necessarily what we're doing because now we're in totally different fields. We're in totally different institutions. So it's like I sort of need, like, an emotional support group.
Do you feel that? Like, do you have is, like, your girlfriend or family, are they supportive? Do they understand what you're going through?
Yeah. I totally understand. That was Sophie?
Yeah.
I totally understand what Sophie's saying there, how, you know, this the program that at least we're in, but I'm sure that, you know, many students can relate to this, it does feel so all-consuming at times. So having people around you that are going through the same thing and can understand in a way that people that aren't going through it can't, you know, that's important. This idea of, you know, dome disease, it's I would say it's more of a perspective thing than it is this idea of being understood.
Yeah.
Or having supports in your life. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I also don't think it has to be one way or the other. It's not like you need to choose either having, you know, people around you in your program supporting you, or you need to, or you can branch out. I think you can do both.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to do both.
I found it valuable to get, like, some context for my program, because this, you know, it feels like just we're on our own little world, but our program can be understood in a larger context, the whole school. And I think like we can get in our own heads a little sometimes about how difficult things are. And it's valuable to branch out, because maybe you realize that, like, you know, it's not so bad. It could be worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And in talking with people in other programs, you know, everyone's busy, you know, like there's some busy, busy students they're not all just in creative communications.
Yeah. So you did this story during our crunch week.
Right? Yes. So, yeah, I was in the midst of just crunch work, final assignments, studying for tests. So I was in the thick of it, and, you know, I really appreciated having my classmates around me that I'm very close with there to just confide in and be like, man, this is crazy right now. And just to have people to study with, like, you know, that's indispensable. But it was also just nice to go around it and talking with people, just the offhand comments being like, man, I'm just studying so much lately. Like, it's getting close to end of term. There's final assignments. There's tests. I'm studying a lot. And it's like, yeah, you know, we're all busy right now. And we're all in this together, even if it's not the same assignments, even if it's not the same tests.
That's it for the Red River Report this week. Thank you so much for listening. Check out the piece on the website. It's called Dome Disease. Special thanks to everybody who took the time to talk to me. This has been JP Conan signing off.